the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As the new year begins and many of us reflect on how we can improve our lives, Missouri State University's Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion also has hopes for the coming year. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. Ken Coopwood says there are several challenges that our region and the nation will encounter during the new year.
I think there'll be a number of significant issues to deal with in 2013. We've already begun dealing with some of those in the last 3 or 4 months. But looking ahead, I think 2 or 3 of the issues that are on the table will have an even more profound impact in 2013. One of those things would be the issues surrounding the fusion of international and domestic student, I'm going to say welfare, for lack of a better term. We know that we are in a global society, and we know that we need to find ways to educate students from every race, creed, ethnicity, or nationality, educate them in a way that prepares them to work and live across and next to people who are different from them. How to do that is really not as troubling, I think, in 2013 as the why people should do it. And the why, I think, is more troubling because that's the question that searches the soul. That is the question that asks the person, where are you in your own personal capacity to be receptive of others and to value others as much as you would like them to be receptive and valuing about you? So in 2013, I look to put on an array of programs and an array of educational series that would help people do a better job of that inner probe that needs to take place.
Coopwood said sexual orientation and identity is another diversity issue that will be in the forefront this year.
I think that issues such as domestic partnerships and the GLBT agenda will rise sharply in 2013. We already see on a national scale that we even have some states that have adopted gay marriage and different variations of partner benefits. But right here in the Ozarks, we've had some recent conversations that have been, from my perspective, very unsettling in terms of Springfield's work to eliminate what I was told when I came on board, the welcoming deficit. It takes a lot to deal with that, and it takes that inner soul searching to make room for another idea, another ideology or way of living that's different than what we were raised to do. Something's going to come into fruition, I believe, in 2013 that will cause the university or the city or corporate Springfield or the business community, someone to effectively make room for others to peacefully coexist and uplift the platform for our community education about difference.
Missouri State will host a statewide diversity summit in April, and Coopwood hopes it will provide a big step forward for the state of Missouri.
Well, one of the things that I would like to do within my division is I would like to build a statewide network of professionals and educators to deal with some of the larger issues in 2013. I'm going to do that in April with the first statewide collaborative diversity conference. And that's going to be not just for higher education, but the business sector, the government sector, and our nonprofit sectors as well. We're going to bring these people to Springfield and collectively identify best practices to engage people, to educate people, to research for information needed to help with that transformation, to intervene where we need to do so on behalf of people who are different than us. And I think that having such a conference will be a significant spark, not just here in Springfield, but around the state of Missouri, so that people can come to know one another better, but more importantly, to build a cadre of allies that are from different parts of the statewide community.
Dr. Ken Coopwood is the Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion at Missouri State University, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.